It's time for Changing Australia now. And a few weeks ago, 11-year-old Jet contacted us. This is what he wrote. My mum, Gemma Hadrick, just won national awards at the Tidy Towns. Her program, Wildlife Warriors, which I am in, won two awards. And my little town of Williams took out the national awards. Well, the Tidy Town Awards honour some of the hidden champions of local life. You might have seen the signs driving along a country road proudly proclaiming that the nearby community is a Tidy Town winner. Well, Gemma Hadrick originally moved to a farm just outside of the town of Williams in Western Australia nearly two decades ago for love. But she also fell in love with her new community, working tirelessly to strengthen social connection, foster resilience and environmental awareness. Gemma Hadrick is in charge of projects and the library at the Williams Community Resource Centre, and I'm delighted to say is my guest this morning on Changing Australia. Gemma, welcome to you.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me about Williams. How big is it? What does it look like?
Oh, look, we are a tiny little town. We've got about 1,000 people in the town and surrounds. We're a farming community. A lot of sheep, some cows, and sort of canola, oats, barley. Not so much wheat here, but we are on the edge of the wheat belt, so there certainly are some.
What did you make of the community spirit in Williams when you first arrived?
Oh, look, it's very strong community. Look, if you were to look at the sporting side of town, that's huge. Very competitive, very passionate. Very passionate community. I think that's where I'll put it.
And you're on the map, you're about halfway between Perth and Albany. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, we're right on the highway. So we're very busy. So although we only have 1,000 people living in our community, we've got about 4,000 that drive through every day, and that's excluding the busy times. So, yeah, we're quite busy on that little highway strip.
Why do you think getting involved in communities is so important, Gemma?
Because if you don't do it, it's not going to happen. Honestly, that's the biggest thing that everyone knows in a small community. If you want your kids to participate, you've got to be the ones to put your hand up. If you want to participate, you've got to put your hand up. There's volunteers. We've got so many amazing volunteers. Just for example, the ambulance. We've got volunteers here. We've only got a small little pond to pull from, but they are busy all the time. As I said, we're on the highway, so they get lots of call-outs. Really busy. Hats off to them every day of the week. They're amazing.
You helped to lead the town's winning entry submission for Williams in the Tidy Town Awards. Tell me about that.
Oh, look, we're just so proud of it. It's really quite thrilling. I opened up a can of worms, though. In 22, we actually applied for and won the Environmental Education Award for the WA side of things. And luckily enough, we went to the presentations and were able to see, all the great categories that were put through from other towns. And then when it came to this year, I thought, well, we can put us in again for the Wildlife Warriors. Then I heard that the Shire was also going to put themselves in for general appearance because the town is just looking amazing at the moment. And I thought, you know what, I reckon we can fling a through a few good stories out there. We've got some beautiful things happening in town, some amazing, passionate people. I think we can have a go for the Nationals, which we did, and lo and behold, we took the whole thing out, which was totally unexpected.
What's the reaction been around town to this win in the national level for Tidy Towns?
Oh, so proud. Everyone is so proud. You know, a buzz around the town. We haven't been able to have our big community get together yet. That'll be happening this Friday. Because my manager has actually still been enjoying Tasmania. So Hazel is my manager at the Community Resource Centre and just thought we'd pop over, hopefully maybe win one award and come back. But, you know, things happen. We're very excited. So we're going to have a great party. She gets back this week. We're having a huge party on Friday for the community to come. So it'll be fantastic.
And these Tidy Town Awards, going through some small communities, you'll proudly see that signs being put up, even for wins that were 10, 15, 20 years ago. It's very competitive, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. And it's something to be proud of. You know, we've got these little things which, you know, they are small, but when you put them all together, you know, it just goes to show what a great community you've got.
Living on a farm and starting in a new place can be isolating.
Absolutely.
How did you find it, coming to this new community, finding friends and getting connections when you had your own kids?
Look, I found it really quite isolating. I was coming from the country. Firstly, I knew what to expect, but I'd been living in Perth. My job was Perth-based, but I did a lot of driving out to different farms, a huge area out in the wheat belt. But then when I had my baby, I sort of didn't have the friendship circle that I really needed to have. And that was, quite isolating for me at that point.
So tell me about these programs that are running in your town of Williams. There are some efforts when it comes to wildlife warriors and also this community resource centre. Can you tell me about those, Gemma?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of the Community Resource Centre, so that's something that's unique to Western Australia, and it's in rural and regional towns. It's run by a volunteer board, but then we have obviously the people that work within the building. So it's actually a beautiful situation where you can work a couple of days a week and then, somebody else will work the other couple of the days. We've got a great team, a really fantastic team. Everyone's responsible for something different. It's the hub of our community, definitely. And we make contact with people from newborns with my Rhyme Time group all the way to the seniors in the evening. In the later stages of their life, beg your pardon. And all the way, literally, we even do funeral booklets. So, from the cradle to the grave, we are involved in the people's lives of Williams. So.
And tell me about Wildlife Warriors.
So the Wildlife Warriors, that's one of my little passion projects. I have two sons, and apart from sport, there wasn't a lot of, reason for my kids to be in town on a weekday. So I sort of thought, what could my kids be doing? And if I'm missing out and my kids are missing out, maybe other kids are too. So Wildlife Warriors has been such a hit. We get great numbers all the time. It is an after-school program. We run it about 4 to 6 times a term. And we do great things. So we've done lots of tree planting and sedge planting on our riverbank rehabilitation. We do that with Peel Harvey catchment and also with the the Williams Environmental Group, so they're the WEGs. We've done Barnamia night tours. We've done some cultural sharing with Abraham family, a local Noongar family at Narrogin out at Dryandra. We've done native propagation, teepee building. We've had a Nearer to Nature come out, so we've looked at taxidermied animals. We've done baiting. We've just done so many things. It's been really, really fun, very hands-on. That is when I was, creating the program, it was about being hands-on, so not sitting in a classroom. They've done enough of that. We want to get them walking and talking and, feeling.
How important is it maintaining a sense of connection and confidence in your community? I'm sure you would have seen towns in your surrounding region that a couple of things start to go downhill. There's a loss of confidence. There might be a loss of services, whether it's a doctor, a bank or something else. How important is it keeping that buoyancy to keep the community going, Gemma?
Oh, 100%. Look, we've got probably our regional centre is Narrogin, which is half an hour away. And you can see that, unfortunately, going, through the streets of Narrogin, a lot of the time, a lot of the buildings are closing up, and it's really disheartening. There are other, shops coming in, but in the meantime, you're just like, oh, I hope that doesn't happen here. We want to make sure it's thriving, And that it does. Like, Williams really does thrive, but it is because of the people. We've just got such amazing people here in the community. So many volunteers. When you look at the kids doing things around, especially with Wildlife Warriors or with anything else, they don't hesitate to put their hand up. And that's because their parents are the same. If you want something done, you do it yourself. But also they really enjoy doing it, really enjoy participating in the community.
And it becomes quite normal for kids. I know with some country football and netball clubs, you'll see kids racing, looking at their watch, getting to the canteen to do their shift, sliding across the counter and jumping in with 5 seconds to go. So that volunteering becomes kind of the standard.
Mm. Absolutely, it is. And look, I put forward, for one of the categories in the Nationals was actually Little Helpers. So that category was called Young Legends. And we put forward the Little Helpers of Williams because they just do so much. You've got the Wildlife Warriors that are cleaning our riverbank. So, they've done that Or the riverbed for that matter. They've done that, you know, maybe eight times without a question. We also have, you know, teenagers that are helping with our seniors luncheons. We've got the kids that help in the canteen. We've got the kids that set up before and after sport. And I think that they should be celebrated. The kids of Williams are amazing. You know, they really are, and they don't ever hesitate. And it's not just because they have to. It's not because their parents tell them that they have to. It's not something that the schools arrange. That's something that they put their hand up to do because they really want to.
There's often this this lovely mix between freedom and responsibility for those country kids. I've got to ask you before we go, Gemma, how's the mouse situation going in your area right now?
Yeah, look, fortunately we haven't got it so much here. But I know that north of us, it's becoming a real problem. And we're at that, you know, hold your breath, wait and see. So fingers crossed it can stay away, but yeah. Who knows?
We'll see what happens. Well, I'm so glad that 11-year-old Jet decided to write in and tell me about some of your activities. And it's been a delight to have you on Changing Australia this morning.
Oh, thanks so much, Sally. It's been lovely.
It's Gemma Hadrick there, part of many projects in the small town of Williams in Western Australia. Williams has just come out with a national award at the National Tidy Towns Award. Gemma was nominated/dobbed in by her son, 11-year-old Jet. If you know someone in your community, your industry, your sport and elsewhere, you can also nominate them as a guest for Changing Australia. You can do that at abc.net.au/changingaustralia.